episode 367, Nothing in Life is a Given.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I'm so thrilled that you are here. Welcome. Come in. It is freezing here. We are like, I don't know. Our wind chill is like between a negative 30 and a negative 40, and my nose is still cold today, even though I tried to take a really hot shower and work out. And I mean, it is freezing. We are in the negatives. We're like between a negative 6 and negative 7 on our temperature today. Oh my gosh. So I pray that your temperature is a little bit warmer. We do have snow on the ground. It's not actually snowing, and the sun is shining, so it's really weird. It's a beautiful day, but it's freezing. I hope your life isn't so cold, and what you do today will warm and inspire you to continue to keep moving forward. You're here, and I am just, oh my gosh, I'm just so grateful for it. Thank you for sharing, for telling your friends and your family about Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, and saying, hey, you need to tune in because, well, actually, it is kind of fun. We have a lot of fun here at Create Your Now, and if you're brand new to the family, I want to be the first to welcome you. It is a family, and I have open conversations. I wish I could record sometimes my entire life, kind of like put it on a reality show, because you all are a part of our family. I talk to the kitty cats and the puppy dog about you guys. I talk to my hubby. We have conversations. He's like, oh, wait a minute. And he'll chime in every once in a while if he hears me recording, because I do record all the time. This is a daily broadcast. And so when I record every once in a while, he'll sneak in and be like, well, you know, you could say this. And I love it that we're all a part of it. And that's what makes you part of our family. So I just want to say I love you, and I'm glad that you're here. But we've got to talk about some really important things in life, in your life, your journey, and where you're headed. It's all about, well, it's about life, but nothing in life is a given. You know, when we were growing up and going through elementary, oh yeah, woohoo, and then we got to middle school, and that was kind of a tough time, awkward stage, right? Then we got to high school, and I was in high school in the time of big poofy hair. And so I had like this, well, I had to have perms, believe it or not. I had perms to make it as poofy. And the girls just laugh because they're like, Mom, did you stick your finger in a socket? I don't think I looked that bad. But, you know, that was the 80s back then. And so big hair was in. And yes, I used my hairspray and I tipped my head over and sprayed it. Now, if you're a guy listening to this, I know you don't get that. I know. But guys' hair, it was poofy back then, too. In the 80s, and it was all about the big, you know, the big swoop back, and yeah, okay, so, but women, you get it, right? You got it, sisters. You would tease it, and you'd make it as big as you could, and I mean, come on, the bigger the hair, the smaller the hips, right? I mean, let's talk about this. Well, after moving through high school, we would go into college, and high school was kind of a transformational time. Wherever you lived, usually that's where you kind of grew up. That was where you called home. I mean, that's why I call Hawaii home. I mean, not only was I born there, but I graduated from high school there. That's my home. There's something about high school. But then you move on into college, and you think that you're going through these stages of life. You think it's just given. It's just going to happen. You know, you look at sports, same type of thing. If you start in it, and you start real young, right? I mean, come on. When did you start your kids off in football? Uh-huh. Were they playing tackle at third grade now? Because that's what they do. It's crazy. Or dance. You start your child off, your little girl or boy, at like 2 years old. And you want to get them started, what, early? But you see, nothing in life is a given. You may think you're starting early to say, oh, well, man, he's going to be on his way to an NFL career, or she's going to be on her way to a ballerina, and she's going to be dancing on Broadway and lead this amazing life and travel the world. Is it possible? Yes, but again, it's not probable. Nothing in life is a given. You've heard the saying, anything worth having takes work. And there's so many, you know, there's so many different ways to say all of that. But anything worth having takes work. A lot of times we don't want that work. We don't want to have to work hard. We want it easy. You only get the most authentic and honest thoughts from me. That's how I am, right? You know that. I'm not going to sit here and add all the fluff in because this is real life. And nothing in life is a given. So maybe you want it easy, but you know you really can't have it easy. You don't want to have to pay your dues to get to where you want to go. That'd be a statement my father would say all the time. He would say, well, hon, you got to pay your dues in order to get where you want to go. And yeah, unfortunately, he's right. You can't just all of a sudden blink and be an NFL or an NBA star. You can't blink and be a doctor. You can't blink and be an amazing attorney. You have to go through the process. Nothing in life is a given. Okay, so you guys know I am an absolute fan of football. I love football. And now we're in, college time. Yes, I'll be watching the big college game. I'm so excited. But right now I want to talk NFL. And that's the National Football League for those of you are listening outside of the United States. NFL stands for National Football League. We are in the playoff season time, which means is we're getting ready for our big, huge Super Bowl in February. Okay, so I've got the game on. And it's the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks, and they are playing each other in the most brutal cold weather there is. Their weather was the third coldest playoff game in NFL history. That's how cold it was. I'm cold even thinking about it now. But it was like negative 25, negative 30, kind of like we are, because Minnesota's just a little bit higher up than I am. It's a little further north, not by much, but it's a little further north. And so they're freezing, and I love that because, you know, you see the 22 players on the field, 11 on each team, okay, 22, and they're breathing, and it's like they have their own smoke machines, okay? I know, kind of creative fun, but anyway, I like to see that because it's cool. It's just, it's a neat effect, and that's called real football, and I'm all about the real football. Playing in a dome, I mean, come on, guys, really? But I know I wouldn't be doing it, but that's not me. I'm not a football player, but I love watching it. So I'm watching this game, and you knew it was going to be a tough game. Why? Because the turf is frozen cold. It's hard as anything. The ball is hard, hard to even grip. You're shaking. Your muscles are shaking just to keep warm. I'm shaking thinking about it still and quivering. And you know, your breath, you can see it. You're kind of, you know, it's like you're playing football in your own fog. And so it comes down to Minnesota is actually leading at one point through the game. And it was only with field goals. That's all they kept making were field goals. You know, those 3 points. And so it was like 9. And then the Seattle Seahawks come back and they get a touchdown. Woo! Okay, so they were excited, right? Now, honestly, I got to tell you, I don't have a preference on which team wins, okay? I'm watching for the game itself. So we're watching. Well, then a field goal is made. So it's 10-9. Oh, my gosh. Well, Seattle, they had the ball and turnover, and so now it's back to the Vikings. We're in the fourth quarter, down to the last few seconds, and Minnesota Vikings, they have it on the field, and it's so cold, they're not even trying to get to the touchdown. They're within, they're less than 20 yards in, okay, to getting a touchdown, and so they were like third down and something, and they didn't make it, and so they set themselves up fourth and one, and they set themselves up for a field goal. Oh, yes. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is a given. The Minnesota Vikings are going to win by 2 points. Already the Seattle Seahawks were probably like, oh, but you know what? Nothing in life is a given. Minnesota Viking comes up, the kicker does. The guy spots it down, turns, laces facing the player, and he kicks it, and it goes off to the left far wide, and he misses the field goal. Oh, my gosh. My heart sunk, number one, first off, for that poor kicker. Nothing in life is a given. There's no guarantee. Yet the Seattle Seahawks, I know it went through every single player. That's it. Our playoff hope of going And winning this game and going to the Super Bowl just ended. This kick is it's easy. It's right there. And it was missed. It was missed. Wow. Nothing in life is a given. Sometimes this is you in your life. You're reaching for that last field goal to get that amazing few points that's going to push you over the edge. At least that's what you're thinking. And you fall flat on your face. You miss it. So what do? Do you kind of just shrug your shoulders and say, well, that's it. I give up. I'm done. I'm sure you've done that before. And I ask you, where has that gotten you? How far has it taken you? You see, you were created on purpose for purpose. And nothing in life is a given. What you want in life is going to take work. So sometimes, when you're in that position, missing the boat, what do? You must keep battling forward. Growth, change, transformation is not easy. It's work with great reward, though. Growth, change, and transformation is not easy. But it's work with great reward. Where are you wanting to go today in your life? Are you wanting to take your body to the next level? Are you ready to sculpt it so you can be healthy for the next 50 years? Lord willing that you're granted that. Maybe it's you want to build this amazing business. Maybe you've found an essential oil company or a cosmetic company, and you're like, I am so there, and I want to build this, and I believe in the products, and I know I can do it. But it's going to take work. Nothing comes easy. But growth and change and transformation, it's work with great reward when you put in the effort. But just looking at it and seeing somebody else do it and follow somebody else doing the exact same thing, nothing in life is a given. You may want to be the most awesome mama in the world.
I know I do.
And in order to be the most awesome woman and wife and mom in the world, you are going to have to make some sacrifices. Nothing in life is a guarantee. If you want that growth, you want that change, you want that transformation, you want your short-temperedness to be gone, you want to be a little more flexible in your rigid life because you only work well on being in a strict routine. But with three children, there's no routine hardly. Yet you want to run it like that. You want to be an author. And you want to write a book. In fact, you've got like three titles already. But are you writing? Nothing in life is a guarantee. Not just because we think about it or dream about it. It's not just going to happen. It's not just going to appear out of thin air. It takes work. It takes commitment. It takes you. You. The simple thing is you are known for your actions. That's a simple thing out of all of this. You see, that poor little Minnesota Viking kicker, I guarantee you he's made many, many kicks before getting here to this last kick. But if he makes a decision today, that's it. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm retiring. I've embarrassed myself. I missed the game-winning playoff to get us to the next step for the Super Bowl. I can't do this. I can't face it. I'm done. He's going to be remembered for his last action, the one that he failed at. But if he waits and comes back next year and says, I'm not going to let that define me. It's going to shape me, but it's not going to define me. I'm coming back next year. And preseason, man, I'm going to be all over it. And when we are in postseason and we are in the playoffs again, I'm not going to miss that game-winning field goal. You are known for your actions. Nothing in life is a guarantee, but your actions show otherwise. So I got to ask you, what do you want? Are you wanting to stay where you are right now in your life? Are you wanting to be okay with where you are? And you're just kind of like, yep, I'm satisfied. I'm good with it. I don't want to work any harder. Okay, then great. Then probably you just need to not listen to me anymore. But that's not what you want, is it? You want something more. You're here to create your now. You're wanting to grow. You're wanting that change. You're wanting that transformation that isn't easy. But it's the work in the end that has the great reward. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Are you ready for this? It is so simple. Keep your actions working for you. Keep your actions working for you. If you stop and throw in the towel, like honestly, I do not think that Minnesota Vikings kicker is going to do, honestly. I can't tell you his name because I don't remember it. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes. I'll look it up. That Minnesota Viking kicker, he's not going to stop. He's going to come back, and he's going to come back even stronger. Because you see, when we're doing something and if we've fallen off, our failure happens, it's when we get back up that we get what? Stronger. So keep your actions working for you. Number one, what's the next step right in front of you? That's what you got to do to keep your actions working for you. You have to ask yourself, what's the next step right in front of you? I've got some major goals happening for 2016. They are big. Some of them are lofty goals. And no, it does not include being in the Olympics. That's a really lofty goal. But I have left that one behind. It's great to talk about, but we're not going there. But I do have one. And one of the big ones is that I will share with you now is I am going to sculpt my body. And what I mean by that is I want to change it. I want to transform it into just looking good and being healthy to really defining my muscles. No, I'm not going to be this amazing bodybuilder type person. That's not me. But I want to have definitions. I'm already got amazing definition in my calves. Part of that is genetics. Thanks, Dad. It is. I've got the Superman steel calves, and they look good, and people come to me all the time, Christiane, I wish I had those calves. I want your legs. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe my lower legs, but not my upper legs because I don't like my upper legs. So I am working on sculpting my body. Now, I am one who I can lose weight without a problem, and I have kept it off. I mean, come on, I was over 210 pounds. I've lost over 85 pounds. And I've kept it off. The crazy thing is that that's not necessarily where I am anymore. It's not about a number on a scale. Now it's about sculpting my body, knowing exactly what muscle's working where. I know this is going to be a challenge. Why? I've tried it before, and I've fallen off. I've tried it before, and I've fallen off again. But you see, the thing is what? I keep coming back. Keep your actions working for you. So for me, I know this is not going to happen overnight. I can lose weight real simple. It doesn't take a lot of work for me to lose weight. Yeah, there's some dedication in it, and I may not like what I have to do, but I can get the job done. But this sculpting thing is a little bit more challenging, and I don't have as quick of results. Why? Because when you're working your muscle and you're building that muscle back up again, and really fine-tuning it, it takes time. This could be up to a 2-year process for me. I kid you not. I'm already, when I made this commitment to myself, I was freaking out. I was like, Christiane, you are crazy. How old are you? You really think this is possible? And I then kept telling myself, oh, yes, it is. You've tried it before and you've done some things, but it's not exactly right. So let's go. Let's kind of redo it again. Let's see some other ways. Let's tweak it here. Let's move it here. This has been an ongoing process. This year I know is going to be different. I'm already seeing it. I'm 1 week in to, I wouldn't say necessarily as strict, but something that I'm watching very carefully in my own body. I know what's planned out for the week already with my training. But if I look at the whole week, I'm exhausted. I'm done. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'll walk off with that kicker on the Minnesota Vikings and say, come on, man, neither of us need any of this. Because that would be the easy way. But the easy way isn't going to bring my growth and change and transformation that I desire. It's work that brings me my great reward. So what's the next step right in front of you? For me, well, tomorrow it's what is my next training day going to look like? That's as far as I need to go. That's it. Because if I look at 2 weeks, 3 weeks down the road, woo, I'd be freaking out. Well, right now I'm celebrating that I've got a week under my belt and it was a successful week. I did all my trainings that I was supposed to do. I'm eating like I'm supposed to do. I've got it all checked off. Woo! Now we're starting on the next step. Okay? So what's your next step that's right in front of you? Number two, you need to make your decisions based on your best selfie. If you're happy where you are, then that's your best selfie. But if you're wanting to push yourself to the next level, then you need to make those decisions based on your best selfie. Make sense? What's out there? Because if you keep doing what you're doing right now, it's not going to get you anywhere except for where you are right now. So you want to get to your best selfie, then you know you are making the decisions that are based on your best selfie, the one that you're working towards. I found this an excerpt, and I was amazed. It's by Neil Donald Walsh, and it's W-A-L-S-C-H. And it reads this: every decision you make is not a decision about what to do. It's a decision about who you are. When you see this, when you understand it, everything changes. You begin to see life in a new way. All event, occurrences, and situations turn into opportunities to do what you came here to do. Every decision you make is a decision about who you are. That's the game changer. That's what it means to make your decisions based on your best selfie. You are known for your actions, so keep your actions working for you. If you want to try and fail and try and fail, then keep doing that back and forth. But when you fall off, you get back up and you try again. You may have to tweak a few things. You may have to be patient. There may be tears. There may be times of just plain frustration for yourself. If you're working on your relationship in marriage and how you're interacting with the man who's lying next to you, there's going to be tough conversations you may have to have. But there also are going to be wonderful, warm ones that you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. I wish every day could be that way. You see, when you are living life by being present, that allows you to be incredible because you're known for your actions. Nothing in life is a given. But the way you compensate for that is what? Keep your actions working for you. Do that today. Every step that you take today, make that step, that action, work for you, not against you. You want to lose weight? Stop getting in that cookie jar. Seriously. You want to be an author? Start writing. You want that business bad enough? Then start making the calls that you're afraid to. Maybe you want a podcast. Then guess what? Start researching where you need to start first. It takes time. But time to be your best selfie is time well spent. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.